This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Okay. So I'll share a few words and for a couple minutes, and then we'll practice together. My name's Matthew. I'm one of the teachers at the UCLA Mindfulness Center, and happy to have a chance to practice together. So, maybe you've had the experience where it's like, okay, I'm paying attention, I'm being mindful, I'm observing, and it's not fun at all. Are you familiar with that experience? Yeah. And it's like there's a lot of observing happening, but there's actually a lot of friction with the moment. And mindfulness is usually described as having two facets of this present moment awareness, this observational, attentional focus, but then also the equanimity side. And I usually describe equanimity as the kind of absence of compulsion to act out our preferences. Yeah. It doesn't mean we don't have preferences, but it's the absence of the compulsion to enact them. Yeah. Maybe put differently, it's to be able to experience pleasantness and unpleasantness, but not have our entire inner and outer world shaped by it. It is, maybe we say, the balance point between suppression on the one hand, sort of trying to govern exactly what's arising in our field of experience, this itch, that pain, this heartache. Suppression on the one hand, and then entanglement on the other, getting totally wrapped up in the content of our thinking, feeling, life. And so equanimity is that balance point between suppression and entanglement. And this quality is so important. Otherwise, we're really sort of compulsively trying to optimize the moment. Yeah. You know that feeling? It feels like we're just one fidget away from peace. Yeah. And that's our nervous system at work. Like something could always get better. Yeah. But if we're seduced by it again and again and again, and never truly take our seat, if we're seduced by it again and again, it is possible, in fact, probable, that we essentially fidget our way from cradle to grave. And there's a kind of tragedy in that. So I'm always careful to distinguish empathy, you know, to distinguish equanimity and passivity. Yeah, this is not about tolerating suffering in the world. This is about having a relationship of deep permission with one's sensory experience right now, these thoughts, these feelings. And we could say, and then we'll meditate in a moment. Equanimity, it doesn't flatten our sense of life. It deepens the poignancy of our lives, but it drains out some of the melodrama. And in the end, I feel equanimity, the kind of byproduct of equanimity meeting the intensity of the human condition, of just any human life, any day, any mindfulness, meditation, it's intense to be human. And the byproduct of equanimity meeting that intensity is something like patience and love and tolerance. Yeah. The difficulties of being human can harden or soften our heart. And we're cultivating this capacity for equanimity such that life softens our heart. So let's sit together. So maybe a few deeper breaths. Just breathing all the way into your toes, a sense of the kind of ripple of sensations on the exhalation, reaching from head to toes. As the spine extends ever so gently towards the sky, we really surrender the rest of the body to gravity. The subtly soothing effects of gravity. And for this time, we're surrendering the impulse to optimize each moment, to make the moment better, to make ourselves better. That impulse to fix that plagues us. For just now, maybe it feels okay to put that down. So you might just rest the awareness in your body, just pouring the awareness into the sensations that create the impression of a body. In any given moment, 1,000 things are right and 1,000 are wrong. But for this time, we just give up needing to sort all of that out. And instead make a kind of truce with the imperfection of the human condition. being human is no joke. Even just sitting still, not doing much at all, is intense. These flows of sensation and thought and emotion, the surges of energy towards and the pleasant and away from unpleasantness. The urge to fix, to optimize, to fidget. We just practice resting the awareness with the flow of body sensations, making peace, making a truce with each moment. the wild, maybe almost unimaginable thing is that the challenge is the intensity of being human. If we can meet it in the way describing, the heart really can be softened. We see the incredible poignancy of our life, of life itself. Our longing to be happy, to be safe. That longing taking its place amidst unimaginably vast forces of nature. And this predicament begins to open our heart to ourselves. In the end, equanimity enlivens rather than dampens our ethical impulses, the urge not to do harm, the urge to reduce suffering, to be of service. And all of that care arises out of the steadiness of an equanimous heart. So gently opening your eyes. Just being aware, this is another sensory experience. Of course, the world is there, but what's actually happening is we're seeing. So thank you for your practice. Thank you to the Hammer for hosting and having us. And I recognize some of your faces actually from Billy Wilder. And nice to be with you. Welcome to you all. And I'll hang around in the chat for a few minutes if you have questions, clarifications, and I wish you all well.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.